531. Yatta Piao Tolu is a multidisciplinary artist who has made quite an impact with his practice of Ta Moko and Ta Tatau. Inspired by his Māori and Niuean lineage, he purposely features a combination of imagery from both connections and also highlights his skill as an illustrator and painter. The iconography in his body of work investigates migration and navigation practices from the Pacific, which he uses to develop his visual narratives. One of the recent developments with his Whekai collection is the collaboration taking island motifs and linking in with Delish perfumes. Kia ora and whakalofalahi atu to Yatta Piao Tolu, who is on the line with us from Auckland now. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. Now, Yatta, if we were to make a film of your life, could you give us a brief synopsis, please, from the beginning and how you have arrived at the space that you are now?
Well, I've always had an interest in art, and it started in the wardrobe in my house. And I think I was one day I was naughty, and my mum was really upset with me, so I ended up in the wardrobe and I found this pencil or the pen, started drawing on the walls in there, and that's where my art sort of started, and I've followed that through right through my primary, intermediate and high school days. Did a bit of training at Polytech, did some training up in Hawaii, the big island of Hawaii as well, with illustration and graphic design. And so always had a real desire to follow this through right throughout my life, and it's brought me to this sort of stage. And I'm a full-time artist now, and I really draw on the narratives of my culture, both Māori and Niuean. So that's probably it in a nutshell.
Amazing. That wardrobe. Yeah. When you were in there, was it paper that you were drawing on, or were you drawing on the wall of the wardrobe?
Yeah, straight onto the wall, which made it really, which upset my mother even more. So, got a hiding up there. But it didn't deter me. It stopped me from drawing, and so I just followed that through my whole life.
Wow. Is the wardrobe somewhere to be found now, or is it long gone?
Oh, yes. Another family lives in that house now. We don't have that house. So, it would be good to revisit that wardrobe.
It obviously was something that brought you much joy and much consolation when you were in there being punished for being naughty, and you thought, well... my artistic bent is going to get me out of this trouble. And then when you went to school, was there a particular teacher that sort of encouraged you, or were your friends just saying, wow, that's awesome, Yatta?
Oh, definitely high school, Mr. Morley, I still remember his name. He was a huge encourager and inspiration for me. I can really still remember the art class and what we used to learn and how meticulous and particular he was. So he was an inspiration for me, Mr. Morley.
And are there people in your family who are artists, or is this a love that you've just picked up on your own and you've pursued?
Yeah, my older brother, he's an artist. He's a carver and a painter, and he dabbles in a little bit of music as well. So I think it's in our genes. I think mainly from my Niuean side, possibly. But on my Māori side, which is Te Whānau Apanui, we have a lot of amazing artists from that particular end. So it could be both.
Now,
my father was really creative.
Oh, now, Ta Moko and Ta Tata, when did you decide to transfer from, canvas and wood to skin?
It's been about 12 years now, 12 years ago. I've always designed tattoos for other people, Ta Moko, Ta Tata. And I think it was a natural progression to... go onto the gun and to start tattooing people. So,
How satisfying is that to have actually somebody trust you enough to draw on their body and then, for them to walk around with that for the rest of their life? That must be quite a feeling to know that people trust you enough. I'm not sure anyone would trust me yet, but if they did, I would be quite amazed that they came to me.
It's a huge honor. I'm just amazed. Each person that I do, that I'm able to translate their story, their particular story, and they've come to me. They can go to anyone in the world, but they come to me and trust me, and it's a huge honor and blessing to be able to do that. And they walk away really, really proud. So I'm just amazed.
With regards to Niuen tattoo designs, have you had to go back, look at Hiapo and Tapa to regather some of those? Because as I understand it, the art of tattooing did die out in Niuen. Is that what you've had to do to reconnect with your Niuen motifs?
Yes. So being there last year at Art Festival in Niue. I did a bit of investigating, asking certain people about that particular art form. And to my knowledge, there's no written or even verbal account of the practice of tatatau. So I'm wanting to... Well, because we're made up... Genetically, we're made up of Samoans and Tongans, and they're able to maintain and practice to this very day. And it's interesting that wasn't sort of transferred or practiced when Niue was inhabited. And so I think for me, as a contemporary artist, I'm wanting to somehow draw from the motifs of Tiapo and the symbolism there, and translate that onto skin.
Tell us about the journey to Hawaii. How did that come about, and how long were you there for?
I've been going there for many years now. I've had a long history, and very really good friends and some whānau that live up there. It started with a Polynesian dance group called Island Breeze, and way back in the early 90s. So that's where my contact with Hawaii sort of has come about. And over the years, I've been able to go back and forth and practice my art up there.
What is it about Hawaii, apart from the beautiful sands and the beautiful beaches? Do you connect with the local Maoli of Hawaii while you're there, or mainly with other Kiwis?
Yeah, I connect with the local kanakas up there, and there's so many mixed breeds up there as well, Samoans and Tongans and Filipinos, and so. With the group with the group that I've been involved with, they're really very multicultural, mixed bloods up there. So my history up there has been with a Polynesian dance troupe and with art and with family, with ohana up there as well. So.
Now, tell us a little bit about your work with Delish Perfumes. What's that all about?
So Delish is a perfume company which is owned and operated by my niece. And that's how the collaboration came about. So, her and her husband came to me with the idea that they wanted to create some car fresheners and with a Polynesian Polynesian sort of look and design. So, yeah, we got about brainstorming and I came up with these seven designs. I know we could do more. So that happened just before COVID, before the lockdown. And so it's been a few months now that we've wanting to launch and release these designs. And, yeah, it just happened this week. And, yeah, that's how it came about.
Is there anything online that people can see if they do want to see those Delish car perfumes?
Yes, www.delishperfumes.com. You can see those seven Polynesian designs that are featured on their website. And they smell awesome, smell great, and they're quite cheap too.
Now, with all of the various disciplines of art forms that you're involved in, what's your favourite?
Favourite would probably have to be the practice of tāmoko and tātātau, because when I'm practicing this, it instills mana and identity into that person. It tells their particular story. And no one else in the world will have that story, will have that narrative on them except for that particular person. So that just gives me so much pride in what I'm able to do, and so much joy that I'm able to bless that particular person. So
Mental Health Awareness Week this week. Obviously, art has been your go-to thing in terms of keeping you calm and balanced mentally. What would your advice to young people out there who think that they might be keen to pursue an art form apart from telling them to be naughty so they can be locked up in a wardrobe?
Yeah, for me, art is like therapy. I mean, some people find recording their thoughts, like in a journal or writing poetry, as a form of therapy. And, this week being the Mental Health Awareness Week, I think art, whether you're doing it or whether you're viewing it, can really be a form of therapy for people. And it does calm me. It does put me in a space where I'm able to create and relax, I suppose. In a way, it can take you to another world, I suppose, and through your creativity. So I hope that through this, people can find some sort of therapy through art.
Multidisciplinary artist Yata Peautolu, thank you so much for your time. Good luck with the work, and here's hoping the border opens so you can get back to Hawaii.
Thank you so much, Ite. It's been awesome.